Did you guys know that the Louvre in Paris also has a naked version of Mona Lisa painted by one of Da Vinci's pupils? It was one of the first pieces of porn out there, I'd imagine. It's definitely high art porn, though, you know? Because it's Mona Lisa. She's a classic. And man, was she hot. This is Comedian Jonesy with Weird AF News. Today is Thursday, August 31st. Time to be strange. I think we've all heard that story where someone smokes too much weed and they call 911 because they're freaking out. Well, this woman's topped any of those because she called 911 over the quality of the meth she had just purchased. A Montana woman called 911 to report that she had purchased what she thought was bad meth, adding that the drug left a bad taste in her mouth. An officer was dispatched to the home of Marjorie Ann Dayrider, 33, who had called the cops to report she was having a bad reaction to the meth she had injected. Dayrider told the officer that she believed she got some bad meth and was having a bad reaction to it. She was vomiting, she had a tingling tongue, and a bad taste in her mouth. All as a result of this meth. I mean, who... If you can't get good meth, I mean, what's the point? We need a Yelp for meth, all right? Where you can go, you can see, oh, this meth is rated great. Oh my God, look at all the reviews of this meth. It's got 5 stars, it's fantastic. Dayrider informed the cop, I do meth 3 times a day, every day, and I've never had this kind of reaction before. I love how she just so candidly, just comfortably told the cop about her habits. As if it's totally legal to be doing meth, that you would tell a cop. Hey, yes, come here. No, I know this is illegal, but look, I do my illegal drugs all the time, and I can tell you from experience, this illegal drug is not acting properly, okay? I'm not the problem. It's the provider of this illegal drug that's the problem. And while we're at it, you know, I kidnapped a boy and he's in the basement and he's just complaining too much. I mean, I kidnap boys all the time and they hardly ever complain like this. Can you do something about this? While speaking to the patrolman, she said she still had some meth inside her bra. While speaking to the cop, she also said, I still have some left in my bra as evidence that this is bad meth. And of course, because she had it in her bra, she was subsequently arrested on felony narcotics possession. Once again, guys, I think this is wifey material. I need to reach out to her. I know she's in prison, but maybe she'll take my letters. I may have found the woman of my dreams here, guys. This is Jonesy with Weird AF News. Tropical Storm Harvey continues to rain down upon Texas, causing heavy flooding across a large swath of the state. The fallout of the flood is that some strange things have been seen floating in the floodwaters, in addition to the inevitable personal items that are washed away during flood times from people's homes and personal lives. CBS Dallas-Fort Worth brings us this odd floating mass of fire ants just drifting along during the tempest. That's right, a floating island of fire ants. Who even knew that there was such a thing as an island of fire ants? It seems like it should be the subject of a film or something. Like, I can see a horror movie, you know? Fire ants, of course, are pretty famous. They're a bright red color and deeply, painfully stingful. Is that a word? Stingful? The fire ants present in Texas are actually native to South America, but they invaded the United States in the mid-1950s to our dissatisfaction. Surely. The most interesting behaviors of the fire ants is their ability to form dense structures by locking their bodies together. These structures are even able to allow the ants to float on top of running water without the insects drowning, hence the island of fire ants. Just to be clear, this isn't an island covered in fire ants. No, the fire ants themselves have formed the island, and they floated down, and there's pictures of this. I will post a link to that. Can you imagine yourself if you were in this flood and you found, like, let's say, like a shed or something to get on top of, and then you're like, oh, I'm free, I'm out of the floodwaters, and all of a sudden, an island of fire ants just floated right towards you and onto the shed with you? That would be crazy, insane, scary. Or it's just if you were swimming and you swam into an island of fire ants, not only are you drowning, but the fire ants are biting your face. There is a concern that these fire ants will restart their entire colony wherever they reach dry land, which could be dangerous for whoever happens to live where they come around, of course. Obviously, our hearts and concerns go out to the people who are suffering in this area of the country. This is not a laughing matter, and I implore you to donate to the cause if you are able to. And this is Jonesy with Weird AF News. How do you guys feel about carnies? They're interesting people, always have been. I feel like carnivals are sort of a dying experience as well. They're going away, it seems. In one cemetery, a gaudy painted elephant stands in memory of South Florida's fallen carnies. That's right. The Miami Showmen's Association Rest is what it's called. It's located off the Dixie Highway north of Miami. It's dominated by the enormous statues of elephants and lions and is the final resting place of many of South Florida's best carnival barkers, wait guessers, merry-go-round operators, cotton candy sellers, and all of the other assorted jobs that tend to follow the carnival from season to season around the country. A row of life-size painted animal statues even stand guard over their tombs. I think this is really cool. That's why I wanted to do this piece. Carnival types have a reputation of being super weird, and so to me, they're like the most interesting people out there. Or were. Are, really. You'll find names such as Louis Peanuts Baker, Earl Doc Norman, Saul Duke Geffen, Bernard Bucky Allen, John Whitey Hilferty, Alfred Rhody Ridings, and Harry Lively Bernstein. All interesting nicknames inscribed on the grave markers of what were at one time super interesting people, I'm sure. The animal statues were imported from Italy and get a fresh coat of paint every 4 or 5 years, you'll be happy to know. The blanket on the elephant's back reads, "Show folks, may they always be right, but right or wrong, show folks." It's nice to know that the lives of these carnies have been celebrated, because you can imagine the sort of hard times that carnies must endure to be in that field. You know, I'm an entertainer myself, and I know that because of that, I've chosen a let's just say, a lifestyle that is pretty unconventional. I don't see my family very often because I have to be far away where the entertainment industry is. It's difficult for me to keep relationships ongoing because of a weird schedule, and my income is very much up and down, and mostly down. So it's hard to live like a regular life like everyone else. I'll just give you one example. A lot of my friends that are getting married, they invite me to these weddings, and people like to go away for weddings now. They like to spend a lot of money on weddings. There's a lot of destination weddings, and I just can't go to these things because of schedule reasons and for money reasons. So I've had to turn down a lot of weddings. That's just one of many things. Now, I know I'm like, it's not like a big deal, like, oh my gosh, you can't go to weddings. But, you know, it's one of those things that I just can't participate in because of a lifestyle that I've chosen. And there are many others that I won't bore you with. Anyways, if you happen to be in the Miami area, you might want to check this out. It seems like a cool, weird destination. I occasionally like to bring these weird locations to your attention, just in case you want to check it out. This is Jonesy with Weird AF News.